balls for some camouflage britches and a southern boy draw. Or while she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr. yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Oh, get country with it now. You can train them, you can try to teach them right from wrong, but it's still gonna turn. It's that country thing, you know. Yeah. Sing tonight. Oh, that's pretty ladies.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durant.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department informing House Republicans President Biden has asserted executive privilege to keep audio recordings of his interview in the special counsel's investigation into his handling of classified documents. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan criticizing the president's decision.
The recordings are necessary. The transcripts alone are not sufficient evidence.
Ranking member Jerry Nadler calling the request for recordings motivated by politics.
A complete transcript has already been provided to the committee. The only thing that has not been produced is the recording itself, which can be easily manipulated.
Republicans were weighing whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt for not handing over the audio recordings. The hush money trial of Donald Trump resumed today. Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer, back on the stand facing cross-examination. Stocks soaring on data showing inflation may be cooling a bit. The Dow reaching a milestone, trading above 40,000 points today for the first time. This is ABC News. The FDA reports that in 2023, more than 2 million kids under 18 were vaping, but one state's attempt to curb young people's use of e-cigarettes is coming under scrutiny.
Texas House Bill 114 took effect this year, requiring mandatory placement in an alternative school for any student caught in possession of an e-cigarette.
This is a serious situation.
State Representative Ed Thompson was the sponsor. While addiction experts agree, some think
this particular approach is maybe a little heavy-handed.
Dr. Stephen Kelder says policing first-time offenders in alternative schools doesn't address a basic problem.
I'm not hearing too much about what to do if you're addicted.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A large portion of the country could see some strong storms, the biggest threat for severe weather stretching from Texas to Mississippi, with a rare high-risk warning for flash flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Those states now bracing for up to 9 inches of rain in the next 24 hours. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Clouds begin to clear this afternoon, allowing for some sunshine and some low 70s. But as the system kicks on out of here overnight, it'll give way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs in the low 80s. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A former Kenosha middle school teacher accused of sending inappropriate selfies to a 14-year-old was in court Wednesday. Ted Allen has more.
Prosecutors say 29-year-old Christian Enright sent hundreds of Snapchat messages to the girl, some with sexual implications. Enright pleaded not guilty to 22 misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct that his attorney tried to dismiss. Prosecution, however, disagreed. Enright posted a $5,000 cash bond. He's to have no contact with schools or children.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Milwaukee today to discuss the Biden administration's economic recovery plans. This is the fourth time that the vice president has visited Wisconsin this year, continuing to cement the importance of Wisconsin in the upcoming presidential elections. And the votes are in. Birdie Blair, Hero, and Warrior will be taking the names in votes for Peregrine Falcons born at Wisconsin power plants. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Parents in the Durand, Arkansas School District will not see an increase for school breakfast and lunches next year. During last night's school board meeting, the board voted to keep breakfast and lunch prices the same for the 2024-25 school year. Currently, elementary students pay $1.50 for breakfast and $1.75 for lunch, while middle high school students pay $2.05 for breakfast and $2.40 for lunch. The former Prevea Clinic in Mondovi has been purchased. Amplify Health has announced it will purchase the clinic as that health care group expands. In a statement from Amplify Health, that's the new name of the care provider following the merger of Bellin Health and Gunderson Health System, said that the next step in Amplify Health's is exploration of opportunities in and around the Chippewa Valley. The company is in the process of staffing and equipping the building. It's hoped that the clinic will open sometime in summer. One person is dead after a single vehicle accident in the town of Summer on Tuesday night. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, deputies received a crash alert from a cell phone in the area of Highway B near Myrie Road. When deputies arrived on scene, they found the lone occupant of the vehicle deceased. The cause of that accident remains under investigation. Authorities in Jackson County say an Onalaska man has been charged with reckless homicide in the overdose death of a man in the town of Albion this month. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department said they answered a call about an unresponsive man at a home on May 8th. The man was later pronounced dead from a drug overdose. An investigation concluded that 33-year-old Aspen Kalena of Onalaska had delivered drugs to the dead man. Kalena is currently in the Jackson County Jail awaiting a bond hearing. A new report shows Wisconsin is one of 11 U.S. states where child care can cost more than twice as much as rent. According to data released by the Child Care Aware of America, the average cost of placing two children into a center-based daycare here in the Badger State is nearly $25,000 a year, as compared to just over $19,000 annually for the average housing costs. A Wisconsin couple at the median income level of about $121,000 per year can expect to spend over 11% of their earning to place an infant into a care center, that according to the report. For a single parent making the median $37,000 a year, that's more than 36% of their income. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
As food trucks become more common, the city of Mondovi is looking at a possible new ordinance and licensing. During this week's council meeting, City Administrator Locken told members that the current licensing system is not adequate. She also told members that food trucks need to be located only on private property. Council members were concerned about how a new ordinance would affect other nonprofits that sell food during events. The council directed Administrator Locken to explore possible ordinances that could be adapted for the city of Mondovi. A man arrested in Trempealeau County in December for possession of child pornography has been arrested again. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, authorities searched the home of 23-year-old Clayton Solberg May 7th after receiving a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Solberg was arrested for violations of possession of child pornography and bail jumping. He's currently being held at the Trempealeau County Jail. Officers from across western Wisconsin gathered yesterday to remember those colleagues who gave their all in the line of duty. The names of 53 officers who died while serving since 1881 were read during the annual Northwest Regional Law Enforcement Memorial Services at Florian Gardens. Three new names were added since last year's ceremony: Chautauqua Police Officer Emily Breidenbach, Cameron Police Officer Hunter Scheel, and St. Croix County Deputy Katie Lessing. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will accept applications for their Shooting Range Grant Program. Facilities across the state that offer public hours, including privately owned ranges, can make requests for funding now through July 15th. Previous projects that were awarded grants include renovations to or construction of backstops, shooting benches, indoor ranges, and restrooms. Those who received grants before can still apply. Additional details are posted at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has unveiled a $6 million grant initiative aimed at bolstering child care accessibility in Minnesota. The funds, distributed through the Department of Employment and Economic Development, will support 21 community organizations in expanding child care services. The investment is anticipated to create over 2,200 additional child care slots, addressing the growing demand for child care facilities in both urban and rural areas of Minnesota. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The NFL draft is officially in Green Bay's hands now. The league handed off the draft on Tuesday. That included a couple of videos from Michigan's governor to Wisconsin's governor. There was also a ferry ride and a group of cyclists who are making their way from Detroit to Green Bay. Green Bay officially started its draft countdown clock at 7 p.m. Tuesday night. The draft is scheduled for next April 24th through the 26th at Lambeau Field. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Clouds begin to clear this afternoon, allowing for some sunshine and some low 70s. But as the system kicks on out of here overnight, it'll give way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs in the low 80s. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
The Brewers banged out 13 hits and 5 home runs in a 10-2 rout of the Pirates on Wednesday at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras, Gary Sanchez, Sal Frelick, Joey Ortiz, and Jackson Churio all going yard for the crew. Robert Gasser, 5 innings for his second straight win.
Just realizing that it's still the same game, that nothing's changed. I got to go out there and do my job, and, you know, I got 9 guys behind me to help me out.
Brewers get the day off today. The Packers will play 4 straight primetime games and 5 overall this coming season. NFL released its schedule last night. The Packers' 4-game primetime run starts on Thanksgiving night with a home game against the Miami Dolphins. The Packers open the season September 4th against the Eagles in Brazil. ESPN's Adam Schefter says the Packers and quarterback Jordan Love are not anywhere close to getting the deal done. Quarterback is heading into the final year of his rookie contract. UW Green Bay introduced its new head men's basketball coach Doug Gottlieb at a news conference on Wednesday. Gottlieb takes his first shot at being a college head coach. He's excited to be back home in Wisconsin.
There is something to the Phoenix rising from the ashes. Me personally, you know, I've been through a lot in my professional career, my personal life, and this is a rebirth for me, and I take it seriously. So What's it feel like to be back home? It feels like life coming full circle, and it feels like a really, really special place.
Brooks Koepka looks to defend his major title at the PGA Championship when the 2024 version tees off in Louisville. Koepka plays the first two rounds alongside Max Homa and Jordan Spieth. Milwaukee Admirals dropped their second round playoff opener to Grand Rapids 4-2 in Milwaukee last night. It's the first home playoff loss in the playoffs for the Admirals, who host Game 2 on Monday night. Wisconsin basketball coach Greg Gard completed his coaching staff for the upcoming season by hiring former Oshkosh West High School coach Lance Randall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
There are plenty of unknowns heading into All-Star Weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
NASCAR will run its annual All-Star Race this Sunday at the North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina, a freshly paved 5/8-mile short track that will have many unknowns this weekend between the new pavement and multiple tire compounds that teams will choose to race on. Stewart Haas Racing driver Chase Briscoe says that of all those unknowns, one thing is for sure.
It's going to be fast. I ran the sim last week, and it was mind-blowing just how fast it was compared to what we ran there last year. So, yeah, I don't know what the tires are going to do from a compound standpoint. You know, it's going to be hard to pass, I feel like, just with how fast it's going to be around the bottom.
The weekend begins with practice and qualifying tomorrow. That will also include the All-Star Pit Crew Challenge. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Severe weather brings a host of challenges for the agritourism business. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Your operation will weather the storm a lot easier if you have a plan in place, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
This is the time of year when the risk of severe weather is high. Combine bad weather with oodles of patrons at your agritourism event and you could have a real emergency to deal with. The time to prepare is when the sun is shining. Everyone involved in your operation should help with planning and be on the same page knowing what to do. Danelle Bigot Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says, as an example, what would you do with your customers if a tornado watch was issued for your area?
Would you notify the patrons that they're in a tornado watch? And if you are going to notify them, how? Or maybe you're like, I'm going to wait and see if it gets more serious. I might wait and see if a warning is issued. I might, at a watch level, ask people to leave. I might say shelter in place. Do you have the capability to shelter? Put your business in that situation today and think through, what would I do?
Bigot Weddle says a well-prepared pick-your-own patch should have some type of notification system to warn people and let them know what to do in case of emergency.
They should have safe, sturdy buildings available for the maximum capacity of patrons and animals and marked as tornado shelters. Bathrooms are great tornado shelters. Cell phones, you know, after an event don't always work because the tower takes a tumble. So what do we have? And then what is the evacuation plan? What does the evacuation plan look like, not only for you and your staff, but your customers?
Even if tornadoes aren't common in your area, know what your disasters are and how you would handle them. Learn more about severe weather emergency planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441.
63 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 25 to 21.10, July up 30 to 20.40, August up 26 to 20.05, September milk up 24 to 20.06. Cheese markets today were mixed, barrels up 6 to 2.12, 40-pound blocks down 2 and 3 quarters to 190, 1 trade a barrel, 10 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 3.05 and a half, no trades, grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 116 and a half, 1 trade, dry whey up $2 to 41 and a half, 5 trades on the day. Triple digit gains in the livestock sector today with a modestly supportive export sales report and higher boxed beef prices. The live cattle complex is trading higher and pressuring the upper end of the market's current trading range. For feeder cattle, the combination of lower corn prices amid rising beef demand has accelerated the feeder cattle market's momentum and is helping the market trade fully higher into the midday as well. Now, hog markets, even though they had a disappointing export report, continue to trend higher. The market may have assumed enough of a decline through Wednesday's end trade and feel that though reacting to the export report news is really unneeded. Midday fundamental support is just mixed. Pork cutout values are slightly lower, but cash prices are slightly higher. June live cattle up $1.05 to $179.30. August up $1.15 to $177.67. October up $1.12 to $180.82. May feeder cattle up $1.72 to $244.87. August up $1.87 to $257.75. September up $1.77 to $258.72. June hogs up $1.55 to $99.05. July up $1.40 to $102.27. August up $1.27 to $101.30. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. Broad weakness during the day session for corn and little other fresh news to really move the market. Near-term weather will likely slow planting short-term, and there's also active systems moving through with some windows for planting progress into the middle of next week. The Daily Wire was quiet with compared to recent weeks at 742,000 metric tons of old crop and 128,000 tons of new. Soybeans, meanwhile, mostly lower as well as the trade works to digest the NOPA report yesterday and little other fresh news. NOPA crush was down 4.2% on the year, coming in below expectations. South America continues to battle short-term export impediments as well. Wheat markets are moving mostly lower again. Overbought conditions are helping to pressure some of the markets on some of that profit-taking. The plains should see some continued showers, especially to the east into the end of the month, while the Black Sea will continue to see short-term dryness. The dollar's back to the low end of the recent trading range in a choppy trade. Matif wheat is also off of their recent highs as well, and export sales do remain range-bound. July, September, and new crop corn all down 5 3/4. July at 456 3/4. September 467.5. New crop at 481.25. July beans up 1 1/4 to 1214 3/4. August down 3/4 to 1215.5. September down 3 to 1199 3/4. New crop down 2 3/4 to 1198 1/4. July soybean meal down 280 to 368.90. July soybean oil up 84 cents to 44.39. Chicago wheat, July down 7 to 658 3/4. September down 6.5 to 679.5. Minneapolis wheat, July down 7.5 to 719.5. September down 5 3/4 to 729.5. Energy markets today are moving mostly higher due to that weakness in the dollar. June crude oil up 47 cents to 79.10. July up 44 cents to 78.60. And June and July gas both up 3, June at 253, July at 251. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Soybeans are being used to stabilize U.S. roads. We'll tell you how coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
U.S.-grown soybean oil is now being used as a concrete durability enhancer in roads, improving the nation's infrastructure while providing another market for soybeans. Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence for the United Soybean Board, says the versatility of soybeans makes them usable in many different products.
I really love that soy can play a role in advancing and improving transportation infrastructure, because that winds up being a virtuous cycle. If you can have greater longevity of roads through using a soy-based asphalt stabilizer, then that means you're helping the American economy, you're helping the American taxpayer, because you're not having to refresh that as often. You're not having to conduct maintenance on it as often if you can extend the life of the roads there.
While using soybean oil in roads is providing another market for U.S. soybean farmers, Max says farmers are also helping to improve the same roads that they need to move their soybeans.
And just as critically, what's one of the things that really matters for the price that a farmer pays? Farmers aren't necessarily getting the price on the Chicago Board of Trade. They're getting that with a difference in transportation costs that shows up as basis. If we have reliable transportation that can help connect farmers to markets, and this is one of the things that USB invests in, is infrastructure and connectivity to help connect farmers to markets. That's a positive return, I think, for farmers and for, you know, the greater ecosystem here. So seeing the investment, you know, to shore up roads, it's just, again, kind of a beautiful virtuous circle as I see it.
To find out more on how soybean oil is being used to enhance America's roads, visit the United Soybean Board website at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The National Ag Statistics Service's Agriculture Chemical Use Program is part of USDA's official source of statistics about on-farm and post-harvest fertilizer and pesticide use and pest management practices. For fertilizer use for soybeans, of the three primary macronutrients, potash was the most widely used on soybean acres planted in Wisconsin. Farmers applied potash to 63% of planted acres at an average rate of 107 pounds per year. Nitrogen and phosphate were applied at an average rate of 17 and 53 pounds per acre, respectively. The secondary macronutrient sulfur was applied to 36% of acres planted to soybeans. Herbicide active ingredients were applied to 98% of the soybeans acre that was planted. 2,4-D, chlorine, salt, and glyphosate were the most widely used pesticide on soybean acres. Grazers from across Wisconsin, both novices and seasoned professionals, are invited to participate in a series of pasture walks featuring Jim Garish, a globally recognized expert researcher and author on managed grazing. Hosted on three consecutive days in three different locations across Wisconsin, the events promise to be both educational and inspirational for anyone involved or interested in the practice of grazing. Now, one of the events will be on June 11th in Baraboo. Topics include the value of managed grazing and forage quality and management, hosted by the Sauk Soil and Water Improvement Group. For more information, contact the Sauk County Land Resources and Environmental Department at 608-355-3245. That's 608-355-3245. President Biden increased tariffs on Chinese goods under Section 301 of the 1974 Trade Act. The hike goes on $18 billion worth of imports from China, prompting significant concerns that China might impose retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. agriculture products that the nation imports. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says the move is a response to China's unfair and anti-competitive economic practices. Tariffs are going up on critical manufacturing and mining sectors, including steel, aluminum, semiconductors, electric vehicles, batteries, solar cells, and certain critical minerals. National Journal notes that Biden doubled down on former President Trump's tariff policies, keeping the Trump tariffs in force and imposing even more in an effort to keep China from dominating the emerging clean energy global market. CNN says China's vowed to resolutely defend its interests because of the new U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports and says the barriers would affect the two countries' quote, wider relationship. U.S. fuel makers recently rushed to redo their production plants and make them capable of producing renewable diesel. Reuters says that Russia's created an excess supply of the low-emissions biofuel that is shrinking refiner profit margins and threatening to slow or halt the development of what's still a young industry. Turmoil in the renewable diesel and biodiesel sector could become a significant roadblock to future investment in biofuels. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says that could potentially stall the transition away from fossil fuels. There's so much supply available that some producers have shut down plants this year, and industry stakeholders say more are likely to go out of business before the end of 2024. The Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the food price index unchanged in April after increasing 0.1% in March. The index for food at home decreased 0.2% during the month. Three of the six major grocery store food groups indexes decreased in April, while the remaining three had price increases. The price index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs decreased by 0.7% in April, led by a 7.3% decline in the egg index. The fruits and vegetables index declined 0.8% over the month. The index for cereals and bakery products increased 0.6% in April. Now, the index for other food at home and the index for dairy and related products both increased 0.1% during the month. The food away from home index rose 0.3% in April as it did in March. The food at home index rose 1.1% over the last 12 months. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The storm system responsible for the rain will continue to move off to the east today in our ag weather forecast. Now, it does look like we're going to have a pretty quiet weekend as well. So we'll have plenty of sunshine. We will have some chances of showers and thunderstorms, though, at times. A larger rain event is expected for the beginning of next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of a shower or storm, high 65 to 70, relative humidities at 54 to 59%, south winds at 6 to 11, shifting to the west. We'll see isolated 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation and also 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming clear, lows 47 to 52, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, west winds at 5 to 7. For Friday, sunshine, high 78 to 83. Relative humidities at 32 to 37%, south winds at 6 to 11, 13 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 65 to 70.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here."
Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve. Heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot. He flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks. Lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. To Earth, third rock from the sun.
That cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the against her will, and I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe in hell. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
If we didn't want to wind up falling in my bed like we always do, after a few, oh, after a few. We always take it way too far, where it's too much to hard to walk away after that third kiss. We pretend that we'll be fine, feel the sting in the morning light. Girl, it happens every time. After a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Just out that one, sick about giving up that two. If we didn't want to wind up falling in my bed like we always do, after a few. After a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Just out that one, sick about giving up that two. If we didn't want to wind up falling in my bed like we always do, after a few. All after you.
See the questions in your eyes.
your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart. I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear.
Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got one that I'll take to a honey hole where the bluegill always bites. One that's a shortcut to anywhere as long as you ain't short on time. I've been down everyone in this county at least a couple thousand times. They can get these four wheels from A to B, oh, but they can't take me where you take me. You're the best thing since Backroads, baby. Pedal to the moon.